Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
95672.
Thank you. Let's see. One
moment. Hello.
Yes, I'm still here getting that pulled up. Bear with me one quick moment.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I just spoke to you or someone about a charge made to my account of $67.32. And the person I spoke to promised that they would refund the amount because it was made without my authorization. And they said they will send me an email. And I did receive an email from support at online collection, but they say that they are refunding only $23.56. Why?
Okay, well, could I have your first and last name?
It's Anton, A-N-T-O-N. Last name is Najjar, N-A-J-J-A-R.
Thank you. And just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address?
Mm-hmm.
Is 1100 Terracina Drive, El Dorado Hills, California.
Thank you for that. And so let me see. So it looks like here you got the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. And so that was the $5.74. That was strictly just the shipping for that smartwatch. And then you were charged the membership fee of $67.32, and that got you a $125 gift card to the online store.
I heard all the story. I don't want membership fee. I don't want anything. I want the $67.32 refunded to my account. This was done without my authorization. I don't need the membership fee. I don't need the $125.
Right, and so what I'm explaining is it's already been canceled, so you will not be receiving any further charges. However, it is a valid charge because in the terms and conditions, that is where it's stated about the $67.32 charge and that it was for that $125 gift card. So as a courtesy, she offered a 35% refund, and you accepted that 35% of $67.32.
No. I don't want anything. I want the $67.32 reversed.
So the most that I can do for you, sir, because it is a valid charge, is
50%. No, I will go to my bank and cancel the charge and refuse it. So please cancel it. Don't argue with me. It was made without my authorization. So remove the 60.
You could
remove. Don't argue with me. Remove the 67.
So you could get in contact with your bank, sir, but they are going to get in contact with us to make sure that it is a valid charge.
Remove the charge of $67.32. Remove it. That's it. I don't want your membership. I don't want your $125, whatever you're scamming there. Remove the $67.32. And don't scam me again. You understand? Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello? So what I'm explaining is that you can get in contact with your bank, but they are going to
I don't want you to argue with me.
I'm not arguing, sir. I'm just letting you know.
Shut up and listen to me. Shut up and listen to me. Remove the $67.32.
Yes, sir, and I hear you.
No, good.
But
thank
I will
you.
Still have to explain the dispute protocol.
I don't need your explanation. Remove the $67.32 from my account. And don't send me any gift certificate or anything. Don't even send me the watch.
And were you referring to disputing?
What?
Were you referring to disputing that charge with your bank?
Of course I'm going to dispute it. I'm never going to pay it to you. I don't think I didn't authorize it.
Okay, so I did go ahead and do the full refund. It can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. This also has been canceled. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Don't refund me only $23.56. Refund me the full amount of $67.32.
It was the full amount, sir. Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.